Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
He is praying for you. I have made you known to them and will continue to make you known in order that the love you have for me may be in them and that I myself may be in them. John 17:26. If I could hear Christ praying for me in the next room, declared Robert Murray McChanum, I would not fear a million enemies. Yet distance makes no difference. He is praying for me. In John 17, we learn exactly what Jesus' desires for his followers are, as Ruth Paxson explains. Walk with Ruth Paxson, a missionary and Bible teacher in China and throughout Europe in the early 1900s. Have you ever pondered the last words of this prayer, that I myself may be in them? These simple but significant words breathe for the deepest desire of Christ's heart in relationship to his own. It is his consuming desire to reincarnate himself in the Christian. To be a Christian means to have the divine seed, which was planted in our spirit at the new birth, blossom out into growing conformity to his perfect life. It is to be daily transformed into his image. Are you being so transformed? To be a Christian is to have Christ as the life of our minds, hearts, and wills, so that it is he who thinks through our minds, loves through our hearts, and wills through our wills. It is to have Christ filling our life in ever-increasing measure until we have no life apart from him. Does he fill you? Today's New Testament reading is John chapter 17.
John 17. After Jesus said this, he looked toward heaven and prayed, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. For you granted him authority over all people that he might give eternal life to all those you have given him. Now this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I have brought you glory on earth by finishing the work you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began. I have revealed you to those whom you gave me out of the world. They were yours. You gave them to me, and they have obeyed your word. Now they know that everything you have given me comes from you, for I gave them the words you gave me, and they accepted them. They knew with certainty that I came from you, and they believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I'm not praying for the world, but for those you have given me, for they are yours. All I have is yours, and all you have is mine. And glory has come to me through them. I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them and kept them safe by that name you gave me. None has been lost except the one doomed to destruction so that Scripture would be fulfilled. I am coming to you now, but I say these things while I am still in the world, so that they may have the full measure of my joy within them. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, for they are not of the world any more than I am of the world. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of it. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. For them I sanctify myself, that they too may be truly sanctified. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one, I in them, and you in me, so that they may be brought to complete unity. Then the world will know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am, and to see my glory, the glory you have given me because you loved me before the creation of the world. Righteous Father, though the world does not know you, I know you, and they know that you have sent me. I have made you known to them, and will continue to make you known in order that the love you have for me may be in them, and that I myself may be in them.
Christ's prayer that final night before his death was not for the 11 only. He also had you on his mind. "My prayer is not for them alone," he said. "I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message." He prayed that you would be kept from evil, even as you live in an evil world. He prayed that you would experience his love even while the world hates you. He prayed for your unity with other believers in a world marked by strife. You may not audibly hear his voice, but you can face each day with confidence. He is praying for you.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.